BP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Thunder Country weather. Good morning. This is your KIC weather update for all of Southern Iowa, including Columbia, Confidence, and Cordon. Skies for your day will be sunny with a high of 37. To bring it to the overnight, with mostly clear skies and a low of 19. For your Sunday, skies will be sunny with a high of 49, bringing you to your Sunday overnight, with increasingly cloudy skies and a low of 36, with an on and off chance of rain after midnight. KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
There we go. Now the voices come back in. Hey, good Saturday morning to you. How about that big energy there, Jacob Briggs, laying it down on the board?
Yes, sir. Know,
was that you? Are you pounding out those beats? Could you pound those beats out?
I don't know if I could or not.
This is some big energy. Are you ready for some big energy? This is,
yes,
you know what this is?
Yes, sir.
This is the first Saturday in the newest month of the year called
March.
And what does March rhyme with? No. No, not raindrops and candy and unicorns. Madness.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's why I said all those things. I'm mad, man. This is March Madness is here, buddy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And it starts in a big way today because, you know, right now the big anticipation for those of us here in this listening audience is not that we're awaiting the Iowa Hawkeyes to make the Big Ten tournament. Oh, that just got flushed down the drain last night. Or Iowa State to make the Final Four, which I think they have a real shot at. Mm-hmm. Or the Drake men to be the storyline of the March season. And I think they could. Or the ladies, the Iowa Hawkeyes, who I think are playing some of the best basketball of the season. And, of course, we cannot forget Iowa State women's basketball. No, that's not what March Madness is fixated on today. It's called the Abbey Blue Demons.
Yes, sir.
And today, you know, one step away from the state tournament. Got to make a long drive to the southern part of this, southwestern part of the state, where we're going to go over there and take on Trainer. I'm excited. Coach Archer's going to stop by this morning. I have not talked to him for a while because we've been knee-deep in February. Mm-hmm. And wrestling, and boy, I'm telling you what, one of the most enjoyable things in life is also one of the most enduring things that you can do in life. I enjoy, and I cannot equate this to wrestling, but I'm going to try anyway. You know, I enjoy the suck. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the pain of a long run and bike. That's why I'm jonesing right now. I cannot wait because this is my long bike day. I'm going to have a 2-hour bike ride and I'm looking forward to it. Now, and the whole time it's complete working hard, and you know, you sometimes think, man, what am I doing this for? But man, the exhilaration you get through the experience of it all and those emotions. Well, that is that 4 days that we went at the state wrestling tournament. That was, you know, just a short reprieve before we were doing the girls' state wrestling tournament.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you what, it is a marathon. The Iowa High School Athletic Association giving us 4 days of state wrestling. Buddy, we spent, I calculated, and most likely incorrectly, but in excess of 60 hours on the air.
I'd say
and,
so.
And that was... the hours I spent in a luxury suite. We have the, I'm not kidding you, folks. I am so grateful to have been a part of the Wrestling Outlaws and to work the magic with my good buddy, Joe Millage, and the whole crew. Going back a long time when it was just me and a little bit of standing along the mat side with Dave Winger calling a match, and turns into something that's just, you know, the magic of what it is. And we're really, it's royalty up there in terms of what we have access to. But it's an enduring ride, man. And you come away completely exhausted and completely exhilarated all in the same breath. And you had to do it back here.
Yes, sir.
That is, you know, it's no easy task being back on the backside of something, because you have to interpret what we're seeing and trying to forecast ins and outs and all those things. So you went on a 60-hour drive in this place.
Yes, sir. I was ready to crash after the first night, but the other 3 days, man, it was fun nonstop.
Yeah,
I had my monsters, you know.
Well, it's good
for the morning.
Yeah, it's so good. He no longer has a liver, but he's had several monsters.
That's right.
Oh man,
sacrifices.
Yes. So we've spent the month of February, the last several weeks. The good news is that, you know, the infrastructure and our team of being able to bring the girls and the boys postseason basketball to this point, Billy Stricker has filled in and done I'm so grateful. Going to talk with him today. I've not had a chance, and I'm hoping that if my fingers can be crossed and he can find a little room with me this morning, we're gonna talk about the season, but we're also gonna talk about tonight and the importance of it. I also want to talk about the girls with him a little bit, because you know he got to see it all, and quite frankly, you know, the girls program has had some rough moments,
right?
And so to see what they've done, I want to have some conversation with that, and I'm hoping I can slide in with him tonight a little bit and join in the fun and down in. It's going to be a long drive over there, but this group is so, I was coaching these kids, and that, I think that's part of it too, because Billy's you know, got a real tie to the kids, and when you have that, and when you're around them all the time, it just makes it even more special. It's not the same as being one of the parents. You know, the parents right now, they're living, they probably aren't sleeping. Right, they're thinking about all this, and they want this for their kids so badly. They want them to have this moment so badly, and that creates a little bit of stress. But you do have this little bit of a more intimate relationship, because you've had these intimate relationships with these kids. Different, certainly. You know, I don't want to impose that I have some of the same feelings they do. That's one of the things that sports, you know, one of the things that a fanatic can get themselves into is that they believe that they're living the moments more by care. They're living it more emotionally than the athlete itself. And you're living these things vicariously. And so, yeah, you think that you feel jubilation when your team wins. Imagine the athlete who's put all those hours in, right? Imagine the disappointment. You know, I don't know about you, but when I've lived something and had real heartbreak and disappointment, man, it's deep. And those around me, while they can experience it and have empathy or those other things, they don't have the same. So I can't wait to talk with Billy about that. And Coach Archer's going to stop by. Man, it's also it's been a joy to be able to watch him over his career. You know, this young coach that came in, and we all come in young, and we all leave a little older. Some a little older when we leave than others, but to see the growth of him as a coach, as a man, watch him raise his kids, see how much he's passionate about this community. And I've said it over and over again, the real measurement of a program is his consistency. And he's consistently, the basketball program has been, with no disrespect to those in the past. And I was a part of some really good coaches in the past, and watched them over, you know, I lived on two streets my entire life, folks. The basketball program has been at a level it's never been at before on a consistent basis. And Kevin Archer has a lot. No. And he's going to give credit to everybody. And that's, he's wise man when he realizes that, you know, there's never a dance that you dance is worth dancing when you dance it alone. But he's put this program in a really good place. Now he's going to become our AD. So these final moments of his program, watching that, it's good. I really am excited about seeing this team play tonight, and the athletes themselves. And I'll probably, as I'm sitting there looking around, I'm going to be looking at faces of parents and, you know. So, man, it's going to be fun, Jacob. We're going to be, Billy's going to call it. I'll be at .tv. It's going to bring it. You know, we're bringing it to tonight. We have some contractual things that we cannot get broken through the airways that we're trying to work on. And if we could get it on the radio, we would. But you can find it at albia.tv. Are we going to do Facebook yet? I don't know. Have we decided on how we can accomplish that?
We're still kind of talking
okay,
about that.
Yeah, we're going to try everything we can. We want this to be as accessible to everybody as possible.
That's
because
right.
We know these are the moments. Listen, folks, one thing that we realize, just like this voice talking to you right now, this is a personal voice talking to you personally right now. And that I feel like our responsibility is to you to bring our community, this place that we call home here in Southern Iowa. And some of you can hear the train in the background. And you're saying, well, I'm over here in Albion. I hear a train too. Well, that's because we're right here with you. It's that we know you could click on your smart device and probably get whatever song you want to listen to. Now, I think the way that we put music out is there's a secret to the sauce. Because, you know, there is. But we know what makes this special, this relationship that we have from our family, is that it's personal. And we really, really, this is one of the things that I just absolutely beam with pride with this team and the Wrestling Outlaws. And we kind of earned that moniker, is that we're everybody's hometown radio station. And we want that. So if you're roaming in the hills down there and on Highway 2, well, we got you. You know, we know where that road's at. I promise you, on a Sunday, my wife and I jump in our side-by-side or my Suburban, and we hit every country road in all these counties. So I don't have to take the highway to get down to where we're going tonight. I could take every back road and get there in probably a little quicker time. Wink, wink. Just kidding. I wouldn't do that, Mr. Police Officer. Wouldn't do it. I am an outlaw, but not that kind of outlaw. Hey, you know, one of the things that has blown me away when I go to these sporting events is the national anthem. You know, every session of the state wrestling tournament started with a national anthem being sung or played. We had a saxophone, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, every eye and every moment is on that, you know? I don't know. It never gets old. I don't think I ever stop in those moments and not think about the condition of our freedom. I encourage you, you know, every time to do that. But, you know, those people who are singing that and putting those, you know, every eye's on them, right? That's a lot of responsibility. But I absolutely love it when young people fully grab onto patriotism. You know, and sometimes that sounds like a dirty word. I don't know how in this world it's become that, because, you know, I can have respect for my neighbors and the people that live differently than me, but I should have some pride in who I am, right? It's not a political statement. It's not a D, R, or I, or C. I don't know what you put after your initials, and, you know, as a political side. It's just, you know, I've never stood and watched the singing of national anthem standing somebody wondering, well, you know, I wonder how they voted last week. I wonder who they voted for. I said, man, that's my neighbor. That's the people we believe in some of the same things. We stand. So when I see young people grab onto that, man, it makes me thrilled. The American Legion here in Albia, Post 136, Harold Cessna. I grew up, my dad was commander here. And it's one of the things I was proud as a kid to say my dad was the commander at the American Legion. They did so many things for this community. So many things that people just forget about. Right? And, you know, some of the sports programs, early sports programs, some of the softball teams in the past were you know, the money came from those men and women at the American Legion who... And so I don't forget, man, not a thing. And, you know, for generations, the American Legion Hall was where you went to have whatever celebration you're going to have. And so one of the things they do is they put on a contest about that very flag. And it stirs up the thoughts of patriotism and what those stars and those stripes, what they represent. Kind of like the words of the national anthem. And every 4th of July, we play a little segment, don't we, Jacob Briggs? And and because, you know, I think it's important to remember, because if you don't remember, you'll forget. And if you forget, you won't remember. And some of you might understand actually what I'm saying. So here in a few minutes, I'm going to come back. And two young ladies who were first and second in the annual What Does a Flag Mean to You contest. And I'm going to let you hear what they wrote. And then we're going to talk with Kevin Archer about tonight's big game, about the big season. And then Billy Strickler's going to join us. It's going to be fast. And if I don't get off this mono long, Jacob Briggs, we're going to have to extend. Jacob's right now looking for the time stretcher. Jacob, get busy. I think it fell on the floor. It rolled under the desk. Go get it. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fast Hour on all the radio. The Coach's Corner will return after this timeout.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Save big money on everything for your next painting project right now at Menards. Keep your walls and trim protected with Scotch Blue Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. This multi-surface tape can be easily removed without leaving behind residue, making it perfect for your next painting project. Save big money on Sharp Lines Painter's Tape. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. This week, 12 packs of select soda pops are $6.99 plus deposit. Frizz Freeze filtered vodka in 1.75 liter bottles are $8.99 plus deposit. Keystone Light 15 packs are $10.99 plus deposit. And Bud Light and Select 55, 24 packs, $19.99 plus deposit. Get in, get out, and get in on the savings at Jim and Charlie's.
I've got a couple of celebrities up here in the studio today in our Coach's Corner. A couple of really smart and talented young ladies. And ladies, welcome into the Coach's Corner. I love to celebrate our students who become athletes and who are patriots. And it's obvious by what you've accomplished that the two of you are patriots of this country. And you both were a part of a contest that the school holds with the American Legion on an essay about what the flag means to you. So let's meet both of you, and we'll start with you over here. Is this young lady, tell us who you are and what grade you're in.
I'm Ellie Crosser. My grade is fifth grade, and I'm 10 years old.
And who is this young lady I have on the other side of the mic?
I'm Anne-Marie Mick. I'm 11 years old and in fifth grade.
All right, Ellie, tell us a little bit about this contest. What the contest that you entered, what was it about? How did you get involved in it?
It was about what the American flag means to me, and I feel like it means freedom, rights, and independence.
Very good. Anne-Marie, Mick, tell us some, you know, what was, tell us about the contest itself, what was involved, and maybe what class that this was in, or how it was a part of the school.
We did it for the American Legion, and we wrote our essays and gathered information for it.
And you presented it, and then they voted on it, and then the two of you were the top two finishers. And Ellie, you were runner-up. When you wrote this, what was the inspiration? What made you think about how you wrote your essay?
It made me think about, like, all the men and women who fought for our country, for our freedoms, and, like, independence. And, like, all of the things about the flag, the 13 star stripes, the 50 stars, and, like, just the colors and stuff.
They're beautiful colors, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can you read your essay? Ellie Crosser was runner-up, and Ellie's going to read to us her essay.
The USA, United States of America flag, isn't just a flag. It's an image for Americans' freedom, rights, and independence. How people remember the veterans who fought for our freedom, rights, and independence at their funeral is the 13 folds of the flag and the 21 gun or canyon salute. Another reason the flag is important to me is the 13 stripes and the 50 stars. The 13 stripes stand for the 13 colonies. The 50 stars represent the 50 states. In these states and colonies, in peace, rights, and freedoms, and independence. The colors of the flag are important to me. It's the meaning that gets to me. The Congress decided in 1782 that the colors mean this. Red means bravery and strength. Blue stands for fairness, hard work, and watchfulness. And the white represents purity. So you know how... Know now that the flag isn't just a flag. It's an image for Americans' freedoms, rights, and independence.
That is some really good writing, and you put your heart into that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, and that makes me pretty proud to know that, you know, our school and our kids here in Albia, we got a bunch of patriots. All right, Anne-Marie and Mick, you won this contest, and you know that was really good writing. So that's a real honor to be able to have won this contest. But the same question with that I asked Ellie: what was the inspiration behind you writing this and penning the essay together?
I really thought about what people did for our country to be free and have all the rights we have today.
Well, you won, we're going to have you read your essay, if you will, for us, and then I'm going to ask you about what came next, okay? All right, here's Anne-Marie Mick, and she was the winner of the essay on What Does the Flag Mean to You?
The flag doesn't just mean freedom to me. When I look at the flag, I don't just think of freedom. I think of all the men and women who choose of their own will to sacrifice their lives. Some come onto the battlefield and never come back off. Some come off the field and can never do the same things they could once do. And they did all of that so the flag could blow free and beautiful. In 1814, Betsy Ross made the first American flag that survived the 25-hour attack at Fort McHenry in Baltimore. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner on September 14, 1814, while the Americans were at war with Great Britain. The flag has a total of 13 red and white stripes. Some people state the red stands for the British, while the white stands for America splitting from England. Although many people believe the red stands for fearlessness, courage, and integrity, Congress says it stands for strength. Many people say that white stands for purity. Blue, people also say, stands for fairness, hard work, and watchfulness. But no matter what they say, the flag truly means what the people think. When we say the Pledge of Allegiance, we take off our hats and place our hands on our hearts and state, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Those are some very powerful words, and they mean a lot to our country. We say these words to show loyalty and respect for our country. The flag will always be a very important symbol in America. It means many things to Americans, but I think most importantly, it shows that America is full of beautiful, hardworking people willing to do anything for their country and the land they call home.
Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. And for both of you, one more question here. Mm-hmm. When you now look at the flag and you're pledging allegiance or they're playing the national anthem, does it mean a little different today, having spent the time really thinking about it?
Yeah.
How about you, Emery?
I think so, too.
All right. We got to know, beyond writing these amazing essays and being patriots, what are other things that you like to do? Do you do any sports stuff? Do you do dance? What are some of the things that you do, Ellie?
Me and Emery do basketball together, volleyball. I do volleyball, dance, and golf, and some softball.
Very good. And Emery?
Yeah, I do basketball, I do softball, volleyball.
Well, I have a feeling I'm going to be calling a few of your games in the coming years, because you girls are very talented, and I thank you for those words. They meant a lot to us, and I think our listeners are going to really appreciate the fact that you two are tremendous patriots. All right, Ellie Crosser and Anne-Marie Mick, the top two essay writers on what the flag means to them, and congratulations to both of you. We're going to take a timeout. We're coming back the fastest hour on all radio. We'll continue after this timeout. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Attention all archery enthusiasts. It's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value, carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all brands. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Hi, this is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed. It is March. March Madness is fully here. And guys, I'm excited. I got Coach Archer up here and Billy Strickler. I could call you Coach. You guys are coaches, right? I thought, Billy, I'd have you come in and join the conversation with us, because you got to, and the rest of us kind of lived it through your voice and the vision you got to see of these teams. So I thought I'd add you to the conversation. And later on, we'll discuss tonight's game and you know, we get to look outside, look in. We can use all the superlatives that the coach can't use.
Exactly.
So we'll do all the exaggerate, and we'll get to the facts over here with Coach Archer. Coach, man, great run here in the postseason, and this team's playing some tremendous basketball, has all year.
Yeah, and we were excited about our draw, and, you know, just getting a good draw doesn't mean that you're going to have a good postseason, but Tuesday was awesome. I thought our crowd was awesome, and I don't even know why I was a little bit worried about that, because I shouldn't have been, because we always show up, you know, and to have the game in Sheraton. I think I told Tim Milich after the game,
yeah.
I mean, what a great job of hosting by Sheraton. Unbelievable. And he goes all out. He gets
the moments. You know, he understands the levity of the moment and the opportunity.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while, and it showed on Tuesday, because it was a great environment, and our fans showed up, and it was a special environment. So, but like I said, you get that draw, and you feel like you like it, but you got to go out and win games. And you know, Van Meter, you know, they kind of got that.
You just said Van Meter.
Yeah, they kind of got that aura, and we talked about it. And you know, Van Meter basketball is not Van Meter football, but it's still Van Meter. It's still a suburb of Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know, when you look over on the sideline of the football field and you see there, it's full of athletes, and those guys have never been on the field.
You got Waukee kids that can't make it at Waukee, so they go to Van Meter. And so we knew it was going to be a difficult game, and I just thought we persevered. And halftime, we were frustrated, but man, we talked it through. You know, it's just a group of guys that have been there before, and I had some ideas, and it was just a discussion. It was just like, what are we going to do? Where do we get buckets? Where do we get space? And it was productive. It was, you know, five, I don't even know what halftime is, 10. So it was about 7 minutes of really good conversation about how we were going to attack the second half. Nobody worried about it. I shouldn't say that. There was some worry, but there wasn't any major doubt that we couldn't get it done. And I thought the second half was awesome, and we outscored them by 16. I've been crucified a little bit for my two foul policy, but you know, we saved Kale and Cooper Bradley for some major moments. I mean, if they're not ready to go, if they can't defend because they've got four fouls in the fourth, you know, we're in some trouble. So our depth helped us save those guys for late minutes, and we were able to win the game.
The strength of this team, Coach, I think is that they played together so much, right? And they've been unselfish because there's a lot of parts that contribute here.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, if you're one part and you think you're the whole thing, but this team has really embraced as a whole, their individual part to this, which can be a real challenge.
Right. And I think, and I don't know this for certain, but I would guess I wouldn't put a number on it, but you're not going to walk into very many gyms for practice and see a group of guys that are less concerned about their stats as this group is. I mean, in a day and age when you can just click a button and there's your stats, there's your percentages, there's your averages, we got a solid group of guys that could care less. We got groups of guys that don't even visit Bound, don't even look at Albia Bound.
Wow, that may be the most healthy thing you could hear.
Right. And it's just, these guys just want to win games. And we don't have a group of seniors that are going to have signing days. We're not going to have basketball signing days here in a couple months. We're not. We just got guys that want to win because of who they're with and where they're at.
And I've said this from the get-go of the season, is that in the postseason, when you have this one moment to prepare for this team, you're a trainer, and you're trying to, who's the guys we're going to stop? Well, I mean, which one?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So which poison are we going to take?
Yeah.
I think become a real Coach Strickler. I think that's man. If I'm a trainer, like who do I stop?
Yeah, you know, Coach Archer might not talk about it, but I will. You know, it's you look at that bench just completely. You got kids who could go start.
That's exactly.
Down the road,
go walk in and have a practice. You're talking about walking to practice. Yeah. You see you got a full great competition all the time.
Yeah, you know, you got guys that are sitting there that could easily go start and play somewhere else, but, you know, they know the atmosphere and the culture that they want to be a part of. They're sitting right there ready for the ride. And, you know, when you get in practice, it only makes it that much better. So, yeah, when you're a trainer trying to think about what you're going to do tonight, you're really going to have to be smart about what you're going to pick to go after, because you know, Coach Archer's going to make some good adjustments, and his staff, and even the boys are going to be able to pick some of that stuff out. You know, when you got a team that's that experienced and been able to play in big games, you know, they're going to know their own kind of choices and things that they might need to tweak. But yeah, I don't know what they're going to pick, because you know you kind of set back. You know, this is a group, man. If they hit a couple threes, it's like wildfire. You know, yeah. It just takes off with the rest of them. You know, you want to stretch it out. Well, then you just attack inside. We got some size too, and guys that can score in the paint. You know, Cooper Bradley's listed at 6'1". The kid plays like he's 6'4". You know, that kind of stuff too.
So they don't look as bound, but this old man does, right? And here's a bound stat that kind of stood out to me. First of all, it's just you see the diversity of your team and the number of contributors. When you look at the scoring column, and you know you're seeing all these different people contributing. A Gabe Chance is pretty special. Let's just be frank about that, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Leads in points, rebounds, and he's tied in assists. But leading that group, this one that kind of stood out to me, because I see Cooper Bradley as this warrior inside, this undersized guy that he's a 6'1 guy playing up against the guy 6'5", and the 6'5 guy has no idea he's 6'1", right? He plays that big. But he's right there with the assist. He's leading the team with assist.
I think I said it earlier, too. You know, I've statted some games because we've had some gaps. I don't know what game it was, but I statted it, and I think I said this before. I sat down, and I statted three quarters of a game, and every time Cooper Bradley's in there, every possession, I'm making a mark for Cooper.
Yeah, you said that about 3 weeks ago,
an assist, and it's like, holy crap, I didn't think that, you know what I mean? But he's so involved.
A guy that I haven't talked much about is Luke Wynn, this gifted athlete that's just smooth. And he's kind of like one of those. He is a very silent leader.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a bunch of words out of him, but man, you want to see how things go. And he's a competitor.
Yeah. And the great thing about Luke is he's one of these guys we're talking about. It doesn't matter to him. I mean, I think he had 13 or 14 on Tuesday, but he's had games where he's had two or four, and he's been just as important. But they were focusing on Gage, and that opened up some driving lanes, and you saw Luke take advantage of that. They weren't able to help, so we put Gage in some spots where you had to help, and if you're not going to help, then we're going to get to the rim. And Luke was great, and Luke's always going to defend, and Luke's not going to back down from anybody. He's going to play as hard as he possibly can, and he's got some of that Nate Wynn fighting him for sure, you know.
Some of that Wynn dog.
Yeah. So, he's kind of been our guy from the start, you know. When you kind of look at this group and you kind of look at for somebody to make something happen, you know, when we got started in elementary school, it was kind of always Luke.
And Luke.
And, but the cool thing is that as we've developed, you know, so have other guys. I mean, you've got a lot of guys on Luke's level in terms of people you can look for when you need something to happen.
Unassuming, Schofield is a kid that just jumps out. It's like, you know, it's an unassuming, and I look out there and he's jacking up threes, and I think he's hitting like 38%. It's just, I mean, the kid's, and sometimes it's on me because I like, wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's unassuming with his athleticism and his basketball prowess.
And I think we've talked about this, but defensively is where he's made his most growth. I mean, that Montezuma game, the Bolton kid has five threes in a quarter and a half, and we don't have the right matchup on him. And we put Kale on him, and he doesn't hit a three in the second half. And he had Kale. Kale decides to defend. And Kale's very capable. I mean, Kale will... You don't always see it as consistent maybe as you'd like, but you'll see flashes where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, he can really turn it on. And that was a game where Kale defensively he shined, and we're gonna need Kale to shine defensively again tonight. And you know, Kale's kind of one of those guys you got to challenge every once in a while. You know, you got to kind of put him in a situation maybe that you don't feel that he's most comfortable with, and he'll accept the challenge. But his growth. I mean, when he was a sophomore, there was major concern about whether or not he was going to get himself defensively to where he needed to be to help us out, and he accepted that challenge, and he got himself in the weight room. He got down to Centerville and he did some training, and he and he committed himself to 2 or 3 days a week in the morning of getting up and going down there and getting quicker, getting stronger. And we talked about this before we got on the air. You know, weight room does some things to kids.
Yeah.
Not physically, but emotionally and mentally. You walk around a little bit different when you've been in the weight room and you feel better about yourself. And that's happened to multiple guys.
Yeah, I think it created this scrapyard dog called Rowan Archer, Billy Stricker. Man, because, you know, this one kid that just found the weight room had confidence, had athleticism, but I think he has this overwhelming confidence to go out there and he can scrap. He's a scrapper out there.
Yeah, you know, and you look at a kid who is 5'10", you know.
Right.
He's not.
No, you only know guy. That if you're standing next to a yardstick, but if you're the guy playing up against him.
He plays way bigger.
Yeah.
He's like a Cooper where he's not going to play his size. He plays way bigger. He's very physical, you know, and even the other night he had some defensive plays and stuff that, you know, it led to big things in that second half that kind of kick-started some runs, they kept having that kid want to spin, like make that little spin move, and Rowan picked it up pretty quick, and he sat right on that backside waiting for that kid to spin, popped it out a couple times, you know, get a couple of turnovers and go down and score, you know, and it kind of turned the game a little bit there in that third quarter, so...
Grant Powers, guys, they're just a big kid, and right, man, he really does, you know, he makes the measuring stick.
Yeah, he's definitely the big kid when it comes to that, you know, in terms of that, you know, he's not afraid to get in there and, you know, push around. That's a lineman, you know, playing basketball, get in there and mix it up.
You're going to mix it up tonight, Coach. You're going to, and, you're going to be challenged inside today.
Yeah, 6'5" and 6'6", and this is the most physical team we've played, but we're going to fight. I mean, there's no way we go over there and we don't fight, and not literally, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're gonna be ready to go from the start, and just emotionally, we're gonna be ready to go. And I talked about it too. I think, you know, it's a matter of our heart will be in the right place 1,000%. I think, and it's a matter of our head being in the right place, because this is not a team you can toy with in terms of early runs and getting down and letting them jump on you. You got to be ready to go from the start. There isn't a single guy we're going to play tonight that isn't going to battle. Not a single one.
Yeah, I just think about some of your other seniors. Kaysen Baker, man, we talked about him. He's just I walk into most rooms and I realize the people around me are much more intelligent than me. But, you know, here's this young man. I'm like...
So smart.
Yeah. He's processing. I imagine he's one of the kids in the locker room and was already schematically put it out,
And we talked about little things.
The biometrics of all of it, not just the...
Billy was kind of hitting at little things there, but little things win games like that. And we talked about, you know, the jump ball that we got in the third quarter that led to getting the ball in the fourth
right
away. And I really didn't think about it. I went home and rewatched the fourth quarter just because I was feeling good about us. And Billy said that in the fourth quarter, how important that jump ball was. But Kaysen Baker, I told him at practice the next day, I don't know how many people read my scouting report because it's a little bit excessive, but I'm pretty sure it Kaysen Baker does, because Kaysen's telling me things in the second half. All he's doing is reminding me of things that I have said, which is awesome. He's like, what about this play? What about, and it's just like, I'm like, you're right. And I'm actually in the Van Meter game. I'm writing it on the whiteboard for the next time out. But it's just so intelligent and we talked about that. He'll remember something you said in June at a team camp, and he'll remember that situation, and he'll match it up with the situation we're in right now, and he'll repeat what we did. So, yeah, super smart.
That's your National Honor Society president.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna be. He will be Musk someday. I just have that feeling. One thing I'm looking forward to, maybe, and I'm hoping tonight that. Is we get out on a run and see somebody like Ryan Little take off. You know, you got explosive athletes on your team too.
Yeah, yeah. And the cool thing about Ryan is that when you watch a game back, and you're gonna hear me, but you hear Ryan.
Yeah,
you hear Ryan. On the bench. And he's talking to guys.
We just mic him up. You know, let's just mic him up, right?
He's communicating. he's saying he's helping the other bigs on the court. I mean, to think that Ryan Little at 17, 18, whatever he was going to be this unselfish and this bought into his teammates. I wouldn't have believed it, but he is one of the best, if not the best teammate that we have. I mean, he is just a spectacular, unselfish, wants us to win, cares about his teammates, type of guy. And, Oh yeah, and I think the athleticism is obvious.
Right.
I mean, and he's hopefully 2-time state high jump champ. But Ryan Little could have been fantastic in whatever he chose.
Yes.
He chose high jump. He could have been fantastic in anything that he decided to do. Whatever he decided to specialize in, he was going to be good at.
Yeah, I used to pull a trampoline out in the backyard on my 7-foot rim so I could dunk and jump off the trampoline. And when I watch him, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Can we just get one open fast break for Ryan Little, you know, because that would be fun.
Yeah.
Selfishly.
That tip he had against I-35 was better. I mean, he's following that up, you know, waiting for, that rebound to come off because he was ready to. And I mean, it just ends up tipping it up in the air and goes, it was crazy. But again, athleticism, I mean, you're not going to make that play. Just not anybody's going to make
no,
that play.
No, no. All right, hey, we're going to keep this conversation going, but I got to sell a few ads.
Okay,
all right,
sounds good.
We're going to take a timeout. We're coming right back. The fastest hour and all radio is blown right by. Hey, folks, it is March Madness, and it all begins tonight.
CarQuest by Advance, your auto parts store in Ottumwa, is the place to go for the best parts at the best prices. Not sure what part you need? The professionals at CarQuest have many years of experience and can help you get the right part right away. They're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 to 4. Don't forget about the vintage car shows the first Friday of each month. For up-to-date information, follow CarQuest by Advance Ottumwa on Facebook or stop in and see them across from John Deere on Madison Avenue in Ottumwa.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
Humiston Livestock Exchange in Humiston, Iowa are the farmer and the feeder's friends. Their upcoming livestock sales will be on March 4th and 11th. They start at 9:30 a.m. and are held every Tuesday. Come hungry, come early. Annie's Sale Barn Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and they serve great desserts. Humiston Livestock Exchange in Humiston, Iowa, the farmer and the feeder's friend.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
That music just fitting coming in here, guys. You know, I was sitting here thinking about these seniors, and apologize, Coach, because I think all three of us have coached them in something, right? And you just know them. And I thought about this group and how they've really stuck together. The numbers is huge. And we talk about the weight room, and I just don't know how in the world I don't talk about the weight room in Spencer Madison.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not
enough, right?
Yeah.
And you got these pieces, you'd like to say, well, this is the glue. No, this guy is the glue. Well, you got a lot of sticky people.
Yeah.
I mean, in the most affectionate way.
Yeah, and Spence is definitely one of them, and fantastic defender, and like you said, somebody that has really changed the way he looks and changed the way that he does everything. I mean, just physically, just such a strong kid, and kind of in between positions, but he battles, a great defender, great on-ball defender. And you want to talk about somebody that's going to stick his nose right in the middle of absolutely everything and absolutely zero fear. And that's Spence. And you bring up the fact that, and I hesitate to say this because we have Jackson Strickler, and we have Gage Chance, and we have some of these other juniors
are
in our row.
Yeah. Right.
No. And I'm saying me.
Yeah.
I'm saying me when I talk about other places.
Yeah.
But what we talked about the other day was, you're in a position, you're in a sub-state final And not only are you're there, which is important because there's not a lot of teams in this part of the state that go there on a fairly consistent basis. And so we're there, but not only are you there, but you look in this gym as we practice, and you're there with your buddies. You're there with seven other dudes that you have done this with since you were 5 or 6 years old.
Yep.
And how special is that? Mm-hmm. So don't only appreciate where you're at, appreciate who you're with. So that's
Wow, Sage, that's Sage advice. I mean, that transcends the basketball court and all the other things, which is, you know, you're educators, right? Yeah. That's the power of sports and education. Gosh darn it, Coach! You know, right? These juniors have had to are playing their role, right? Yeah. And these underclassmen are playing their role, and they fit in this because I think the really the strength of this senior group Dominic Devers, Ty Moeller, Matt Selby. I mean, yeah. This is special because the numbers. You get that many people out and they stay together. I said this group. Right. Really staying together.
Yeah, stay out. That was, maybe I didn't say it the right way, but you don't look around this room and see a buddy that's, there's a couple buddies that they got that don't play basketball, but I mean, my gosh, to keep that group together, when you look at pictures of 5 and 6 year old YMCA league,
yes,
it's the same group.
Exactly.
It's the same group.
Yeah.
And I told another coach that. He said, that's crazy. He said, that is absolutely crazy that you've got that group stayed together intact.
So I can look away from Coach Archer for a second and go over here. Coach Strickler, going to be on the call tonight. Coach, I'm going to slide in with you and I'll try not to say anything because
Jason,
I'm just
gonna, it's been a ride, buddy. The girls and the boys.
One of the things that I lay out to my coaches every year when we're coaching youth sports, and I don't know if you think about all the goals you want to meet, the number one goal for me was to get the kids to go out next year.
Mm-hmm.
So the secret to this is that along the way, these kids have enjoyed it enough to keep coming. I think that's Coach Archer's waving goodbye. I set you up because he won't want to say it. And,
yep. It's a culture thing.
Yeah.
When it's positive like that and you look at what he's done, in his 24 years he's been in that seat, few hundred wins, in there FYI, if you did not know this, Jason, me and my stat stuff and that coaching mindset I have 11 years ago today.
Nice shot.
I know. Trust me.
There was a big game that night too.
Yes,
Jason.
And
I think I was in a tumble, baby.
It was in a tumble. Yeah. And I remember sitting up in that corner of the gymnasium, and we were definitively the underdog, right? Mm-hmm. Definitively. And the whole world. But what has changed over that time, Coach Strickler? And one of the things that I had said a long time ago about this coach and this program is you can measure, success isn't measured in a flash in the pan. It's in the consistency of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We sit here today, and Coach Archer said it but didn't, I don't know if everybody caught it. We've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
These are moments we've been in. And folks, do not take for granted what we've been witness to.
Yep.
Because it's consistency and an expectation that you're going to have a competitive season. To me, that's more of a marker of a program than whether you won one game or if we went to and won that game 11 years ago, went to state one time, and that was our only moment. Right?
Yep. I mean, yeah, they've played in a lot of big games over the years. Yeah. They had a lot of great seasons. I mean, you look at some of the athletes that have came through. Holy cow. I mean, some basketball players he's had come through that have just been great. So,
I love these kids. I cannot wait. Looking at the time. Oh, my. We got at least 3 minutes here, Coach. Oh, man. I do this to you all the time, brother.
And I've had great assistant coaches, too. I don't think we talk about our assistant coaches enough, but I've had that Cale Schofield getting him back in third quarter. I'm not... I'm not in charge of substitutions, and I'm not. Now, listen, I'm the guy you should be upset with, but I'm not the guy in charge of substitutions. We have conversations pre and post.
You're still the guy we want to get mad at when you
Coach
pull him out with two
Coach
fouls,
Kirkland,
right?
And Coach Fisher, yeah, absolutely. I'm the guy, yeah, yeah. That's well known. That's well known.
But you want to make sure of that one, right? Yeah,
yeah. That's stupid two-foul rule. But what was it? Oh, Coach Kirkland, Coach Fisher, they were the ones that got Kale in there at the end of the third that they substituted him in. And he hit that three to cut it to one, and then we had the jump ball, so we got it right back to start the fourth. Coop hits the other side three, and we don't trail
don't
again.
Look back,
don't
yep.
trail again.
All right, a question here that the listening audience wants me to ask. At least I think they do. What's the key indicator tonight that we'll be celebrating a trip to Des Moines?
We got a rebound, and we got a rebound. This team rebounds better than any team we faced offensively. They're huge, and they're athletic, and they're weight room guys too. So we have got to rebound, and I think Coach said it too. We're going to have to knock down some shots. I mean, if we can have a night where we're hitting threes and there's four or five guys hitting threes on top of what we do already, it'll be the right night for us. But got to make shots, which is silly because you always got to make shots. But we have got to be really, really good on the boards.
Billy, we can talk the superlatives, and we can talk all the external stuff. To me, it's not about a quick start. It's how do you survive the
you're gonna take some runs. You right? know, you're gonna have to weather some runs, and you know, I talked about it with the girls game too that night. You know, they were gonna have to worry about some runs, and it's how do you respond yep. to that. You know, they make an 8-0 run, what are you gonna do? You know, how are you gonna respond to that? What are you gonna come out doing next? You know, are you gonna slow it down and look for something in the paint? You know, you're gonna look for that kick out three. What are you gonna look for? What are they giving you? Yeah, and, you know, like Coach said, you know, I watched a little bit. I did my research, too. You know, watched a couple games, and they do. I mean, they'll send vibe to the board, you know, yep. offense and defensive side. Yeah. So you're going to definitely have to make sure you get some box outs, quality box outs. And but I think at the same point, we can take advantage of that because we do a good job of running the floor, too.
Running the floor. You make it 90 feet, and you hit baskets.
Yep.
And you don't allow them to have rebounds.
94 tonight, right?
Right, 94.
94 tonight.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm sure he's a little bit more.
Yes, all right. All right, let's go. All right, hey, thanks, Coach. By the way, congratulations, regardless of the outcome of tonight's basketball game.
He becomes a teammate of mine now. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to having him at the table. So.
All right, hey, and you know, we can throw headsets on you, and you can come ask those questions like I did. Maybe the next basketball coach in an interview you can ask on the air and have the coach look yeah. at you completely complex. Yeah. What did you just ask me? All right, Billy, I'm going to slide down there. We're go on the air tonight. Go a little early.
We'll go about 6:45. 6:45, somewhere in there. Yeah,
okay,
we'll jump on somewhere around.
And
there.
We're trying to work out the details, by the way, to get this on Facebook somehow. We're doing the scrubbing back here. We want this accessible to as many people as possible because we know that you all want to be a part of it. And,
that's right.
So, going to be a great time. All right, that is Coach Kevin Archer and Billy Stricker. 6:45 tonight. Albia.tv, and we'll get all the other details and share it out there with you. That's the countdown music. It's about ended, and I want to thank all of you for making us part of this Saturday, and thanks to Jacob Brigg, the best producer in all the business, and you have one thing left to do besides watch us tonight. Have a great Saturday.
You're at home.